It's 6:51, 73 degrees, beautiful breeze on a beautiful morning. Thank you for tuning in to 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700. And we'll be answering some emails from the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox in a little bit. But first, let's talk with Randy Schaefer, who is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
We had Vince Dragonetti and several other members of the board on the program earlier this week to talk about the 911 center. The union filed a lawsuit and got a court injunction against opening yesterday because they say that their employees were not trained properly and also that the phone system wasn't working. This was news to several commissioners, and I want to get your take on this. Did you know about this before the court order?
I knew about the lawsuit being filed. And also, one of the issues we had was the fiber optic cable coming in from Livingston County that was supposed to be connected. And Livingston County was behind schedule for a number of reasons, and that's part of the reason for the delay.
Well,
the director assured us that they're properly trained.
Now, the union claims that not only were they not properly trained and not only was not the phone equipment ready, but that they had notified the county. I was told by the president, Mr. Klug, that he notified the city clerk and I think he meant the controller. The county clerk controller and the county attorney. And when I called the controller, she wasn't sure. And so I just want to get what happened. It seems to be a lack of communication here.
Well, it does. It kind of surprised me. We thought that the merger was going quite fine. And, you know, training was in place. The new director said everything's going well. We have the sheriff department represented and so forth. Some people contend that there might be an issue with job classifications because East Lansing and Lansing were so different in what their actual responsibilities were. And I think some of this lack of communication is the fact that we've got to merge and people have to be more cross-trained, if you will. But I was aware of the lawsuit last Thursday when we had a law enforcement meeting, and it was brought up at that time.
Well, shouldn't this have been handled before a lawsuit had to be filed?
I can't answer that. I wish it had. We have a 911 advisory board that consists of all the public safety people involved, and you know the commissioners allocate the dollars to build it, and we assume that things are going to go forward from there.
All right.
I just hope it'll be rectified soon.
All right, so where are we with this? I know that the board met. What was discussed?
We were just informed of the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told there wasn't a basis for it, and cross-training was going on. We have another meeting scheduled this coming Tuesday. It's a Board of Commissioners meeting, so I'm sure it will be discussed and we'll be apprised of what transpired since.
Do you anticipate that the new center will be open soon?
Well, it's probably going to be another month at least, I would say.
All right.
You know, consolidations are a very, very difficult thing because you have the legacy costs, you have the different job descriptions, different benefit packages, and different expectations. And to try to merge is a very, very difficult situation, especially since we're having backup of Eaton and Livingston, Clinton County also. And so it's a complex arrangement, and I expected a few bumps here and there along the way.
So I
think we'll work through it.
So
I think everybody's committed to having a safe center and people adequately trained and people able to do their jobs.
Communication is key.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely key. And sometimes people have to, you know, they have to adjust to an ever-changing environment, too. It's not real easy to go from one work site to another with a new set of coworkers and experiences, but that's what's required today.
Randy, there are contract negotiations going on between the union and the county. Do you think that was a reason the lawsuit was filed as opposed to trying to have more dialogue with getting this 911 center up and running?
No, I think they're entirely separate issues. We have a good relationship with our unions. The only contention really has been what type of pension plan will be in the future, and that's being addressed also. No, I think they're two completely different issues.
Where are we in the process of getting those union contracts taken care of?
I can't answer that. I really don't know. I know they've been negotiating. I know the unions have been very upset. They want to make a proposal, their own type of proposal, that absorbs some of the health care and retirement costs. And then there are other commissioners pushing for a hybrid plan, such as happened in Livingston County. So I think somewhere in the middle, we think we have to listen and work with the groups and try to understand their needs and then move forward. But I would hope we would have something settled within the next 2-3 months.
Randy,
we have 16 unions also. Yeah. It's a lot of unions to deal with, too.
Randy, I had the opportunity to talk with Jim Benjamin from the Road Commission, and we are going to have him on the program. He's going to tell us about some current projects going on. But he just seemed happy as a lark, and he really didn't want to get into the past issues that he had with the Road Commission board. But he has moved on and seems happy and is ready to go to work.
I'm elated he's back. And so are the workers. I've never seen such a happy group of employees. It's like this weight's been lifted off them. The politics is removed, and they can just go about their business. And, you know, you're right, it's time to move on.
Now that you've had some time to reflect with the dissolving of the Road Commission Board and going through that process, what's the final thought that stays with you?
Well, you're only as good as people you put on different boards. And we just have to make sure we have quality appointees who live in the service area. That's key, and that's where we miss the boat. If you put political activists on who really don't have a genuine interest in the service area, then problems emerge. And so I think we did what we had to do.
All right, Randy, final question for you. Once you get past getting these contracts ratified, what's at the top of the agenda for the rest of 2012 for you?
Well, we're starting our budget process, so we'll be meeting with all the various departments and going through that again, and as usual, we'll probably be cutting $3 to $6 million out of the budget someplace. There's always something to do in this business.
All right.
Between being a commissioner and also an education, the amount of paperwork and bureaucracy and that has just got just incredible also. So I'm working extensively on that also.
Randy.
Work, commissioner work, trying to keep my wife happy. Today's our 38th anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Unfortunately, she had to go to work today.
So. All right, Randy Schaefer is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. It's 73 degrees at 6:59. Coming up, Rich Hurl will be talking about the new bridge. There are some hurdles to overcome. That story next.